Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Kathy Perry. KP is back. KathyPerry.com is the website. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J, and I'm glad you're here. We're talking about social media and in these crazy times. Kathy, I want you to talk to us now about the video stuff that we use. I've done video conferences with Zoom. I remember Google Live or Google Plus or something like that. I forgot. I've done Skype.
Google Hangouts.
All that. I've done Skype, a lot of Skype, and I haven't done FB Live or I haven't done YouTube Live. But I was telling you off the air that last week I was asked to make a presentation to a group of people who were, you know, older generation, and I did, and they were all clicked in. They thought they were so with it, right? But the host didn't understand how to operate it, and so I'm trying to make a presentation while 100% of the member of the attendees, 30 or so, are popping up in and out of the screen. And they're varying homebound conditions. And so I'm seeing all these new living rooms, dens, bedrooms, recliners, and nose hairs. When you're holding the phone in your hand, folks, watching this thing, you know, I'm looking right up your nose. Or if you're in your car, I can see the top of your, you know, the headliner of your car. The host of the, if you're hosting a presentation, you have to be able to control that. How do you do that? Tell us how to do it.
Yes. Well, actually, the administrator or the person that is in charge of that meeting, you have control over turning off everyone's mic. You can also advise people that if they're going to be up and down or whatever, they can block their camera. You also have the ability to look at the screen, either to see everyone in a gallery view, or you can see just the presenter. So there's controls on Zoom that make it really easy. But I too was on a Zoom call where there was one person that couldn't get it figured out, and then some people who can't figure out how to turn off their mic.
Right.
And, you know, you keep saying background noise, turn off your mic, you know, but the.
Hey, Ruth, bring me another beer while the presenter's trying to, you know.
Trying to talk.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's really an interesting thing. And then they forget that everybody is watching them too and what they are doing. And so, and I was on a Zoom yesterday morning, and if there is any music in the background of the presenter, it totally will distort.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was a thing, you know.
Anybody who's not on mute.
Yeah,
anything.
Absolutely. But music especially is really terrible. If they normally music is a part of their program, that is not a good plan to use with a Zoom call. And a lot of meditation people will use this music in the background. Well, that is, it comes across so horrible.
And I'd like to give somebody a professional tip. If you want to sound better for whatever reason, you just want to sound better, or if you're a presenter, go to Samson, S-A-M-S-O-N, go online and look at their, they've got some Bluetooth speaker system, mic systems that work like a charm. And you know how when you hear people on television doing these Zoom things from home on the news, and they sound like they're in three cans, not just a can, but three cans.
If you go get
one of these little packages, little Zoom, use the Samsung model. It's got a little USB that you stick into your computer, and it connects up to a little unit about the size of a deck of cards. You plug the mic into that. It's hardwired into that. You pull that up through your shirt, hang it out of one of your buttons of your shirt, and you'll sound like a pro.
That's great. And, you know, so many
people. And they're like $39. $39.
That's great. Well, and a lot of people are using their phones, and they can't figure out where any of the controls are.
Right.
Either.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of that. You know, people.
Sometimes the phone is not the way to go, folks. I know some of you kids think the world revolves around your phone, and I use a heck out of mine too. But sometimes you just need a PC.
Absolutely. You don't have all the same functionality.
Yeah. That's a really important report you just gave us, Kathy. I mean, that was really helpful. I can tell you, I've been needing to get that off my chest for a week. Hey, Kathy, thank you for being here. Keep up the good work. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be here.
KathyPerry.com, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.